Chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, I should have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where thou art going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would also have known my Father. And henceforth, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? Philip, He who sees me sees also the Father. How canst thou say, Show us the Father? Dost thou not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not on my own authority, but the Father dwelling in me, it is he who does the works. Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these he shall do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, in order that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to dwell with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you shall know him, because he will dwell with you and be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world no longer sees me. But you see me, for I live, and you shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. But he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that thou art about to manifest thyself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the Prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me. Arise, let us go from here.